This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest moments in the games.
No, señor! Los Eagles se van con la victoria!
The biggest voices in sports.
Yankees win! The Yankees win!
The heartbreak.
Pass is intercepted at the goal line!
The celebrations.
Kansas City wins the game! 25-22! The Chiefs Kingdom has started its own history class.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
All right, let's get the Bulletin Blitz cracking, Bartz. This one's a little scary audio from an even scarier story. It seems like there's an epidemic of quarterbacks and athletes overall getting their houses burglarized. This is the 911 audio. This is courtesy of WLWT Channel 5 in Cincinnati of the burglary taking place in Burrow's house.
Someone is trying to break into the house right now. My daughter is there. This is Joe Burrow's house. She is staying there. He's at the football game. She's wondering what she should do, if she should be hiding or if she should be going outside.
Does someone try to break in?
Yes. She said someone was in the house.
Someone broke into my house. It's like completely messed up.
Jeez. Want to hear that?
Yeah, listen. Normally, I wouldn't. Okay. But this is a big story. Yeah, everybody was fine. The house was completely trashed. But obviously, if you're an athlete, this is concerning because we're getting more and more of these reports. I don't know if it's the same circle of thieves. I don't want to speculate on that. But they're starting to get more brazen and targeting, you know, obviously big name people in the sports world.
So there's been athletes that have had their home broken into throughout the season, and throughout really the last couple of months. Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce were within like days of each other in October. Bobby Portis of the Bucks, his house was broken into. Mike Conley, who is a Timberwolves guard, he was at a Vikings game in September. His house was broken into at that point. And there was, according to the FBI, this like ring of people, this very well-regimented group of people that had a systematic, like, there was stuff that they found. What did they find of Travis Kelce's that was at somewhere in New Jersey? Or on the Eastern Seaboard somewhere. So what has been true in these cases is that nobody's been home, and that these particular people are avoiding confrontation. So either they got their information crossed, or it's new people completely, or it's just an isolated incident. Either way, none of it's good. And, you know, we just hope that this can not keep happening.
Yeah.
And that this is as far as it gets.
Yeah. Hopefully. Cowards, lock them all up. Anyway, let's go into actual sports. Does fallout of the Juan Soto signing still ringing true? We played a little bit of the Mets audio yesterday. Here's the Yankees side. Brian Cashman, a general manager of the team, says the Yankees did everything they could to try to retain Soto.
I think he loved being here, to be quite honest. And in the end of the day, we competed and went above and beyond I would have ever expected us to get to try to give him the choice to stay. But ultimately, he made a decision to go somewhere else, and, you know, staying in New York City, unfortunately, and playing with the Mets.
Now, it does seem like the Yankees went further than they anticipated going with reported offers in the same ballpark. But if you're going to tell me you did all you could, I don't think you could do that unless you have Juan Soto. You
agreed.
Know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's just kind of, you know,
like the phrase is, we did everything we could to say to our fans, we tried, right. And hopefully they believe us enough that they won't take it out on us.
Listen, I don't fault the Yankees for not willing to go further, but yeah, you got to backtrack that statement a little bit. But it's fine. They got Max Fried, you know, largest contract for a left-handed pitcher. I think they'll be just fine. We'll stick with the Mets side. David Stearns kept talking. They're not done. They're going to try to go after Roki Sasaki, who was posted by this Japanese club. He was asked if Grimace was in the presentation.
I don't believe Rick Grimace. Man, I can't believe I'm answering that question. I don't believe that Grimace made an appearance in the Roki Sasaki presentation. If we don't get the player, we now know why.
I'm glad that he said, why am I answering this question? And I get that sports are fun. And I get that things should be lighthearted. Do we know who asked the question? I don't want to...
No, I'll get that information in the break.
Because there was someone all day who was excited to ask this question. And it's a stupid question, and it's just a waste of everybody's time. And then here you are going and giving it oxygen. Tisk, tisk.
Beat the Mets.
Last night there was a football game. Talked a little
NFL. Was Haley Welch in the presentation?
Puck.
Yes. Micah Parsons.
Dude, I lost my ass on her meme coin, by the way.
You got to be very careful about that.
I'm just kidding. I did not.
First of all, nobody should be buying any more meme coin. That ship has sailed. Micah Parsons, he talked about the Cowboys' loss after the game. Cameras caught him walking a couple seconds earlier off the field. Nothing crazy. But he was bewildered that the Cowboys did not recover that block punt. He says this loss is the worst of his career.
This one hurt me more than any loss this year. Probably even worse than a playoff loss, to be honest. Because where we were going, how we were playing, you know, playing good football. You know, I'm going to sit on this, but, you know, I have to find a way to keep these guys alive. You know, there's still football to be had.
Okay, I think he'll regret saying it's worse than a playoff loss. But I do understand the reaction that we saw yesterday, because he was, what's the word you say, bewildered? Is that what you said?
I said bewildered. You could say he was beside himself. Anything would it be.
Yeah, okay. But that play was so weird and uncommon and definitely not what anything expected or what anyone expected, that I think there was shock on him initially. Like, sure, he walked off, like, he, you know, I don't mind that he walked off 6 seconds before. Sometimes we make a big deal out of that. Like, did he need to shake anybody's hands on the Bengals? Can he just get out of there? He was not happy with what was going on. He wanted to leave the field. So he may have, like, felt more shocked than he's ever felt before at a loss, because that was towards the end of the game, and then they scored right away. It was just like a wild series of events. But I can't think that that's worse than a playoff loss. Sure, the Cowboys could have run the table and hope that Washington loses three of their next five, but they're not getting into the postseason. There's no way that that was worse than a playoff loss when you take a step back and look at it. But in terms of the initial shock, I can totally understand why even a day later, he's like, what was that?
He doesn't have to worry. He won't be in the playoffs anytime soon. Hi-oh!
That is your Bulletin Blitz.